Secretary of State Antony Blinken have met with Mexico's president behind closed doors to discuss the thousands of migrants heading to the U.S.-Mexico border. CBS's Camilo Montoya Galvez.
This has escalated in its humanitarian implications. Just this past week, daily Border Patrol apprehensions surpassed 10,000 on multiple days, overwhelming small communities like Eagle Pass, Texas. Resources have been strained, and obviously receiving cities like New York City and Chicago have also struggled to house tens of thousands of migrants in need of shelter.
The holiday travel rush is on again, and weather could hamper travel for some, with rain expected in central and northern California, snowfall in portions of the Midwest, and more rain in the soaked Northeast. CBS's Tom Hansen in New York.
AAA estimates more than 115 million people will be traveling between Christmas and New Year's, with airports anticipating 7.5 million passengers, surpassing the record in 2019.
That's just holiday travel. I've done it before. We'll do it again, and we'll probably take Christmas off from travel next.
Even with holiday spirits high, many travelers face the frustration of large crowds, canceled flights, and lost luggage.
Filling up your tank in the new year might cost a little bit more. Oil analyst Tom Cloza on what to expect.
Prices will start the year close to about $3. They may go up to $3.50 or $3.75 in sort of the second and third quarter belly of the market. And then they may drop toward the end of the year.
The mad dash to purchase presents has turned into a returning frenzy. CBS Minneapolis's Jonah Kaplan reports on return policies.
Take American Eagle. There is no time limit for returns. Just bring a receipt. At IKEA, customers have a year to bring back the item, but the product has to be new and unopened. At Kohl's, most returns get a six-month window, except for premium electronics, watches, and Sephora beauty products. Their return windows close for the holidays on January 31st.
Tom Smothers, half of the Smothers Brothers, has died after battling cancer. He was 86. The Smothers Brothers Comedy Hour debuted on CBS in the fall of 1967.
Just be quiet 1 minute.
Mom liked you best!
You lower your voice.
Mom liked you best.
The show included satirical sketches lampooning the establishment and railing against the Vietnam War, and CBS abruptly canceled the show in 1970. Secretary of State Antony Blinken says the U.S. will provide up to $250 million in arms and equipment to Ukraine. It's the last remaining package of weapons available for Ukraine under existing authorization. This is CBS News.
You don't need a job platform, you need a hiring partner. Indeed lets you schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from one place. Start at Indeed.com/credits.
Keep up on the day's news, talk, and sports on Wisconsin's home for locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM. From the home of NASCAR's Dick Trickle, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM, your news, talk, and sports station.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wegehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Former U.S. Senator and owner of the Milwaukee Bucks, Herb Cole, has died. He was 88 years old. Cole's death was announced Wednesday evening by the Herb Cole Foundation. Cole bought the Bucks in 1985 and was instrumental in keeping the Bucks in Milwaukee. Cole also represented Wisconsin in the U.S. Senate from 1988 until 2012, when he decided not to run for re-election. Android phone users in Wisconsin can expect some of a $700 million nationwide antitrust lawsuit settlement with Google. Alexandra Sosnowski is New Hampshire's assistant attorney general.
With antitrust and this injunctive relief, the hope is that the markets will open up and there could be future competitors that enter the space.
About 100 million eligible customers in all 50 states will split the settlement. I'm Nate Wegehout, Civic Media News.
The Packers suspend Ja Money. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Green Bay Packers suspend defensive back Jaire Alexander for one game after he trotted out to the coin toss before the Packers kickoff against the Carolina Panthers, nearly disrupting the process. Defensive back Eric Stokes.
You can see when he went out there and all that stuff, I was sitting down on the sideline. Right then, when I looked up, he was out there. So it was too much more. It wasn't no more to say.
Packers GM Brian Gutekunst announcing Alexander moved to the reserve suspended list. Head coach Matt LaFleur.
Yeah, that's something that we made
together, and it's unfortunate that, you know, we're at that juncture and felt like it was in the best interest long term.
LaFleur on the decision to suspend Alexander before Sunday night's game against the Vikings. What is Jair like in the locker room? I asked Eric Stokes.
As a teammate, he's a great guy, man. Like, he's a guy that you'll go to battle with, who you'll go to war with, because you know for a fact at the end of the day, like, he's giving his all. So, like, no matter what, like, I love a guy like that.
That's Packers defensive back Eric Stokes. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Clouds return with a few flurries around tonight, maybe a brief snow shower or two, and lows in the upper 20s. For tomorrow, areas of snow, some rain mixed at times, and highs in the upper 30s. We're finally back into sunshine as we look into Friday, high right around 40. It's 28 degrees right now.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it. Never gazing, without a compass, eyes waiting, started to wonder, metamorphosis, loss of who you thought you was.
When your kid can't find the language, help them find the lyrics. Listen to the Sound It Out album and get tips and tools to start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
The Morning Show on WFHR. It's topical.
Oh, no! Oh! Oh, we've been whammed! We apologize to our wonderful
listeners.
To all
our listeners. This is the first time I've heard this
what
song this year.
What is Over
so,
the Back Fence? Okay. Let's say you have a
three-piece children's luggage set.
Or a
Kevin Gordon digital air fryer.
Or a
2019 Cadillac.
For sale. Just call up 424-2600 on Saturdays from 11 a.m. to 12 p.m. Describe your item and wait for the calls to roll in. It's your on-air bulletin board only on WFHR.
If you can, that's Native Roots Radio Network. Work on Patreon, Pinigigi, and thank you for your support.
With a look at your AM 950 weather, I'm Patrick Lilia. Cloudy tonight with a low of 28, then cloudy on Thursday with a high of 39. The holidays are here, and a neat local Minnesota restaurant or food purveyor is perfect for any celebration, whether it's friends, family, or a work gathering. See the list of Eat Local Minnesota restaurants and food purveyors at eatlocalminnesota.com.
Portions of Native Roots Radio may be pre-recorded.
It's a good day to be indigenous.
Get up, stand up.
They are going to become more brutal.
Couldn't cut, penny cut again.
Because all the hippies were trying to be Indians anyway.
They're going to become more repressive because it's a matter of dollars and their illusionary concepts of power.
Hey, Victor.
We must live in balance with the earth.
And also with recent happenings at Wounded Knee.
I am awake.
Welcome to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and I'm your host, Wakunja Hade. Hey, Kadagi, to all my friends and relatives in four directions, you are listening to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and I'm your host, Robert Pilot. Hey, we discuss local and national Native news. And as you know, Haley, Native issues are human issues, and human issues are Native issues.
You are right, Dega. This portion of the show is supported by Native Roots Radio Network on Patreon, supporting honest Native news, stories, and events from Natives themselves. Native Roots Radio Network on Patreon.
I like being like a broken clock right once a day, you know, or twice a day. And So I was right on that. Hey, you know, before we get to our guest, Dr. Stately, Haley, I have a question. What time of year is it?
I think we're just creeping into 2024.
Yeah. Yes, correct. What else is it the time of year of?
Well, you know, there's still time here to head over to MNsure.org and get set up with a professional navigator to help get the perfect health insurance plan. Going into 2024, MNsure is our one-stop destination for health insurance and tax savings in the state, and they provide friendly assistance to everyone, no matter your income. So if you need that resource, please head over to MNsure.org.
Hey, did you see that, Dr. Stately, the professionals that we are? It's like, isn't that crazy? Hey, we're here with Dr. Stately, Executive Director of Native American Community Clinic here in the Twin Cities, Minneapolis, and our friend, hockey father, just all around really great person. And thank you so much for coming on. I know you have in your schedule for Mondays, but we're really excited to be able to talk to you and talk to you a little bit about the holidays. And as you can see, I'm on week four of this, if you can hear in my voice, still 100%. And wow.
Kind of nasally there. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
You sound like,
I sound like.
Well, I would say, like, what you need is a hot toddy, but you can't really have a hot toddy.
Well, I sound like I have been smoking Marlboros and whiskey for many, many years, and I gave them all up, cigarettes 18 years ago, but drinking a long time ago.
Yeah, yeah. You can actually have a really good hot toddy that will actually help your, help you, and will also taste really delicious. So they have an alcohol-free hot toddy at the food co-op on Franklin, Seward Folk Food Co-op.
Yeah.
Franklin Avenue and Riverside.
Yeah.
Really delicious hot toddy. It'll like clear you right up.
Meet me there tomorrow.
Yeah. I have a hockey tournament all weekend, so I don't know where I'm. You know.
What was that, Haley?
Yeah, well, I was just, I don't know what that drink is, but I also don't drink alcohol, so I don't know if that's a surprise. But speaking of sober things, there's our sobriety powwow that's coming up this New Year's Eve.
And Dr. Staley, you know the history, the Amster Gangsters, along with your mother and people on the Avenue started that powwow.
Yeah, like way back in like the late 70s, I think, probably maybe. I'm trying to remember. It might have been like early, like the 78, 79, around the time I was graduating from high school, I think is when it started. You know, ironically, that her son would become an alcoholic after she started that poem. So actually, I think it was like the year after I got sober. So,
you know, it's crazy. What about that article I sent you, text you, that was crazy. I was looking on eBay, and then I know you've talked about your mother's work in the past, and there it was on an article in eBay.
Yeah, I've been having all these like really strange, like not strange, but just like coincidental experiences. Like a couple weeks ago, I was, I did this work with the University of Minnesota on this community engaged research. I'm on the management council for that. They work with clinics like mine and a few other organizations doing community engaged healthcare research. And I'm on the management council and board. And I just went to my first meeting because they reconstituted and redeveloped. And one of the women that was on the council, she walked up to me and she says, "Was your mother Elaine Stately?" And I said, "Oh yeah, yeah, she was." Wow. And this older woman, and she said, "Oh my gosh." And she went on and told me, like, you know, "Your mother taught me everything I knew. She was a community activist. I knew her back when she worked at Elliott Park as a community organizer. And she was, she taught me everything I know about being a community engagement specialist, and to, you know, all the work that I've done since knowing her has been helpful in her career in community organizing and engagement." So it's kind of a nice thing to sort of, you know, a gift to sort of like meet somebody that had known my mom. And I had another experience like that not too long ago where somebody said, like, "Oh yeah, I have all these stories about your mom. I got to get together and have coffee with you sometime and tell you." And it's just nice to have those experiences. I didn't know my mom. My mom died when I was very young. My mom died when I was 25. She died 2 years after I got clean and sober and after I had moved to California. And so we didn't really have an opportunity, quite frankly, I think, to have like a relationship as adults. Like, I didn't get to know her in that way. I had some of my own, I think, problematic and distorted ideas about like what was problematic in some of our relationship when I was younger. Of course, earlier in my life, none of it had to do with the fact that I was drinking and using drugs.
Yeah.
I had, like, you know, her. And, you know, I blamed her for a lot of things. I blamed her for, like, being sent away to boarding school, and I didn't understand the context of those things. But as I got to become older and I began to get a little bit more clarity after I got clean and sober, and I also was able to sort of kind of do some work on myself, really regretted not being able to have the opportunity to have an adult relationship with her. because as I hear about her and I hear stories from people, now as an adult, as a man raising my own children and hearing about my mother and the impact she had in the community and the work she's done, it makes me remorseful because she sounds like the kind of person I would like to know. She's like, sounds like the kind of person who would have been an amazing person to like, know more profoundly in that way and not just as my mom. So, yeah.
Yeah.
A little bit of bittersweetness there. So.
Yeah. Well, she knows the work you're doing and she's watching over you now. And I truly believe that. And it's probably super proud of you. And, I know we are. We joked about it last time we talked, but it's true. We name drop your name and the community and other people's communities in within our community know you very well, and you're highly respected. So you're truly blessed. We're truly blessed to have you on the show. So it was kind of funny then that I sent you that eBay thing then too about your mom.
Yeah, that was interesting. Yeah. Somebody else sent me something too a couple of days ago. My nephew sent me something like out of the blue, a picture of it's from some older newspaper. I don't know if it was from the Star and Trib. It might have been from the Star and Trib. But it's a picture of my grandfather, his great grandfather, so my father's father. And another one, a story about how he was a translator for this guy who was a first speaker of Ojibwe in Panema, and how he sort of kind of had that role. So he spoke the language and also spoke English. And just kind of like hit me that, like, you know, I come from these amazing people who were, did some amazing work. So it kind of lives in my blood, I guess. So.
Right on. Well, and you're keeping it going for sure. And we're blessed to have you in our community and not just the Twin Cities, but the whole Native community across Turtle Island. Hey, we're here with Dr. Stately, a Native American Community Clinic Executive Director and our friend here at Native Roots Radio. We'll be right back after this short break.
Stay with us.
Unwanted sexting or photos, inappropriate jokes, even tickling or wrestling can feel like a violation. Catcalling, cornering, or groping, getting them drunk or high for sex. Recording sexual acts without permission. Hurting someone because of their sexual orientation. Raping a family member, a child, a date, a friend, a stranger. Purchasing a human being for sex. You make the choice every single time. Sexual violence is many things. Make a choice. Do not do it.
Sponsored by the Minnesota Indian Women's Sexual Assault Coalition.
Signing up for $1 bus and train rides with the Transit Assistance Program, or TAP, is quick and easy. Do it straight from your computer or phone by uploading one of the pre-approved documents listed at metrotransit.org/TAP, along with a copy of your ID. We'll mail you a go-to card with a full year of discounted rides. For questions or translation help, call 612-373-3333. 612-373-3333.
As we age, it's important to invest in our health and to help protect it. Like the flu, COVID-19 is always changing. That's why it's important to stay up to date on your vaccines. By getting the flu and COVID-19 vaccines, you can renew your body's defenses and lower the risk of getting sick. Get your health boost and protect yourself against the flu and COVID-19. Find vaccines near you at vaccines.gov. That's vaccines.gov.
Hi, I'm Claudia with MinSure, Minnesota's official health insurance marketplace. With MinSure, you can compare health plans from multiple companies and get free help from a trusted expert. Whatever health plan you choose with MinSure, it's guaranteed to cover essential benefits so you can get the care you need. See if you qualify for discounts, available only through MinSure. If you need quality, comprehensive health insurance, get started now at MinSure.org.
From Alexander Field to the Central Business District, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM. Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM. News, talk, and sports from Vesper to Plover.
a Native American community clinic on Franklin Avenue in Minneapolis, honoring health and tradition.
Yeah. Hey, we're here with Dr. Stately, and we're just kind of talking about things like we usually do here. And sometimes it's heavy and sometimes it's heavy. And, you know, it's interesting that during the holiday times, we miss our relatives and families gather, and so it's always good to bring up their names, and I know they're watching over us and listening to us, and I know they're really proud of our Dr. Stately and his family, and so it's a double-edged sword when it comes to holidays and missing our loved ones, but yeah, I usually make Dr. Stately the 38 plus 2 down in Mankato, and then the beginning of the run, and it's just, you know, this cold or whatever I got is really just slowing me down, and plus it was raining hard, but we have to acknowledge our relatives and that, what happened on the 26th of December many years ago, and or not that long ago, really, and you know, and talk about that. We always play Jerry Dearley saying all 38 names for us here on Native Roots Radio. So that was an awesome segment on Friday.
Yeah. Well, and I think we were able to replay that segment yesterday, too, for our third segment. But I heard that this year's turnout for the run was pretty great, and they had everything set up. So looking forward to maybe get someone on the show, and they can share this year's experience.
Yeah, definitely. And I know Dr. Stately's playing games with us here. He's on two times here, but now we got him back. And Dr. Stately, we were just mentioning that 38 plus 2 down in Mankato
I was really disappointed I couldn't go. I was like, I got sick on Christmas Day, actually. So
yeah, and I usually go too, and I'm still haven't been able to throw this. And I like to go to the beginning too at Fort Snelling when the run starts from down there too, and really encourage and have that ceremony. And
I think the gentleman who's forget who the gentleman is that started it, but I think it's his grandson who is like running it for him now, or are managing it now, which is really awesome. And a lot of the runners and a lot of the horse people come from my son's home reservation, Crow Creek. So it's always been a really important thing for us to go. I couldn't go this weekend yesterday because I had I got sick on Christmas Day. I think my sister tried to kill me with some of her pumpkin pie, which was undercooked. But you know, if she's listening, I wanted to know that she still hasn't made it into the well yet. So
Well, we had our vegan pumpkin pie, and I'm greasing on that stuff still with the vegan whipped cream.
No egg in that, right? So if I hadn't eaten that, I would be okay, probably.
Yeah, there you go. I didn't even think of that. Yeah, well, another reason.
But you know what I was thinking? I was telling somebody just today, I was telling them, like, oh, my God, I was so, like, my sides hurt, my back hurts, my ribs hurt from, like, just the, you know, the just the constant, you know, hurling up from it. And I was like, I haven't done that for like 38 years. Like the last time I remember throwing up like that or vomiting like that was actually when I was drinking. Like I haven't had that experience in so long, and my body, just my entire body ached and was so sore. And my first thought was, these are symptoms that are also similar to COVID. So I like took a COVID test to make sure. I was like, wanted to make sure. I didn't want to be around anybody. And I had just been at my nephew's house for Thanksgiving or Christmas. So I was like, well, I better tell somebody, right? So I took the COVID test just to make sure. Took it twice to make sure, double times it was negative. But those are important things to know. It's also like, you know, COVID can mimic other things. So like if you think you just have the flu, or you think you just have a cold, or you think you just have a little bit of stomach flu, and it could be COVID, so take a test. So,
yeah, definitely. Definitely. Again, we talked about the story a bunch of times, but with your prodding. I took a test and I was had the same symptoms that you had, and lo and behold, there I had COVID, and now I'm still, I don't know, doing the long run here or something.
I walked in your house and I diagnosed you like an old Indian. I just took one look at you and said, "Hey, I think you have COVID. You better take a test, my son." And then, like, you know, good thing and nobody else said, saw that, because back in the day, I would have been burned at the stake for that kind of behavior.
You said, "Oh, I think you got COVID. You got $20? By the way." It's like, "Oh, COVID, what? $20?
That is such a good thing, though, that you guys stayed home when you're not feeling well. You know, it's, there's so much going around right now, not even just COVID and RSV, but so many germs. And, you know, I advise people, our symposium came out over the weekend. It already has, I think, over 28,000 views on Facebook. So if you get sick of listening to us and you want to come watch us, head over to our Facebook page or YouTube and watch our December COVID-19 symposium. I think there's a lot of great reminders in there.
Wait, Haley, you sick of us? No, if you want more of us, go to that. Because yeah, we're the same people.
We're a little more serious in that than we are here today. So anyway, but also I was going to say, I remembered in that, actually I talked about this, I think in our symposium, like how I have to go get the RSV vaccine because I don't want to get RSV. I still have some residual lung stuff going on from when I was sick 2 years ago, almost 3 years ago, with COVID. And so, like, you know, when I get when I just even get a little tickle in my throat or a little cough, it like really settles in my lungs fairly rapidly. And I'm supposed to go to Scotland here in March in a couple of years. And so, I mean, I'm going to be on a plane for 18 hours with a bunch of people I don't know. So I'm going to have to make sure I have like all the things covered. So
you're going to Scotland?
Oh, yeah. Did I fail to tell you I'm going to Scotland?
Yeah. For how long? Do we have to do some pre-records before you leave?
For 10 days. We might have to do pre-records, or maybe we could do live stuff. I think it'd be the middle of the night, though. But I have this strategy I'm going to do, too. But I'm going to take a little Red Lake flag with me, because I can't go all the way to Oneida to get a flag. But I'm going to just claim some Red Lake. And I'm going to go around Scotland, and I'm going to reclaim territory. Kind of do to them what they did to us. They're just going to be like, you know, it's going to claim Balmore Castle and a few other places and just say this is Indigenous land. Get off.
Take a picture. I got a little teeny 6-inch Ho-Chunk flag I'll send with you, too. It's got a stand. You can put it up there and then just use the background. Take a picture.
Yeah.
Skoden.
Skoden.
And I'm going to try to, I think I'm going to try to go down to London and go visit those guys with the fuzzy hats in front of the castle and try to make one of them talk or laugh or maybe even sneeze. Right. I don't know.
Well, those,
they say
those,
you can't do it. They've been trained so well that they won't react to anything.
Well, those fezzes or whatever the heck they're called. I guess Wendy was telling me there's like it takes 5 bears to make one of those hats. So of course we're disgusted over here.
And there's like a whole slew of them in front of the castle. There's like 20 of them. Like, what the hell?
Oh, there's more than that. And yeah, they don't smile. Do you watch The Crown on Netflix?
I am going to watch the last season now this week. I'm going to do it. Yeah. I just watched it. And I was surprised. I didn't know. I was like, you know, Diana died in the last season. And I was like, well, I already know what's going to happen here. So then I was like,
yeah.
But I guess I already know what's going to happen in the last one, too. It's like, we already know what's going to happen. So.
Yeah, I think we already knew after the first one, too, that the father died. And so she became queen, the crown. But, yeah, it's interesting. Yeah, I watched it the first season.
I watched, like, the first 2 seasons when I was sick with COVID.
Yeah.
And when I ended the first season, I texted a friend of mine and I said, I think I'm supposed to be royalty because I related to so much of it.
Exactly.
Yeah, I was like, I was born into the wrong family. I think I'm supposed to be born into royalty. I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, I know. I know some of my relatives hug like the royalty. You know what I mean? They're like not good huggers. Let's just say that.
Oh, got it. Okay, I don't know, like, if you meant, like, it was a, like, you know, they're hugging you.
Your hometown station for news, talk, and sports. Locally grown radio is 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
CBS News Brief. Expect plenty of company on the roads this week heading into New Year's Eve celebrations. This Colorado woman heading to the mountain says her challenge is
watching out for all the people that aren't paying attention. They're all on their phones, they're talking to each other, and it's just like they just want to go, go, go.
A storm system is heading toward central and northern California, and the Midwest and Northeast are in for another stormy stretch. More from Weather Channel meteorologist Mike Bettis.
Periods of heavy rain slowing down holiday travel here along I-95 and some of the airports, and cold enough to bring some snow across the Midwest, including a couple of inches of accumulation in and around St. Louis.
A U.S. delegation meets with Mexico's government on the migrant influx as officials clear a border tent camp on the banks of the Rio Grande River. The BBC's Rob Young reports.
The U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken is holding talks with the Mexican president, who has predicted that next year's U.S. presidential election will bring migration to the top of the agenda.
CBS News Brief. I'm Jennifer Kuiper.
From Lake Wazeecha and beyond, your news, talk, and sports is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wuggeho. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. We may soon know the fate of a Universities of Wisconsin chancellor after the Board of Regents met in closed session Wednesday night. They met to discuss the potential discipline or termination of a university chancellor, though they did not say which chancellor they were looking at. La Crosse's Joe Gow and Whitewater's Beverly Copper were the last chancellors to be sanctioned by the Board of Regents. They were denied pay raises in 2018. The 7 days of Kwanzaa are underway. Nichelle Hayes says the African-American celebration includes readings, artistic performances, and food.
And it's not so much about commercial gifts as coming together, reflection, learning, understanding, and community.
Kwanzaa was first celebrated in the 1960s in response to racial and economic unrest. I'm Nate Wuggehout, Civic Media News.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Clouds return with a few flurries around tonight, maybe a brief snow shower or two, and lows in the upper 20s. For tomorrow, areas of snow, some rain mixed at times, and highs in the upper 30s. We're finally back into sunshine as we look into Friday, high right around 40. It's 28 degrees right now.
The D3.
D3 right of the circle. Badgers take the lead.
The throwdown.
Down the lane and sends it in. And one.
The thrilling victory.
Badgers win it. Oh, did they dig in defensively tonight?
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger basketball.
Fakes the three, sidesteps left for three, and the lead. He hit it.
The Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Drives the lane, draw and kick, right corner, three. Got it again.
Weather brought to you by Bug Tussle. Bug Tussle, we're out there because you're out there.
Bug Tussle, we're out there.
Looking for a reliable, fast, and unlimited internet provider? Look no further than Bug Tussle. Whether you're streaming, gaming, working, or learning, Bug Tussle has you covered. Bug Tussle has continued to serve the rural communities of Wisconsin for over 20 years by providing the most reliable, high-speed internet and excellent local customer service. Call 877-227-0924 or visit btussle.com to get started. Bug Tussle, we're out there because you're out there.
Hey, what's up, y'all? I'm Kelly Clarkson, and as the daughter of a school teacher, I know just how important education is. No matter how old you are or your situation, continuing to learn will enrich your life and help remove barriers you didn't even know were there. So much opportunity, y'all. Whether it's a foreign language, history, or a different way to look at things, take some time each day to learn something new. This message is courtesy of the United States Air Force.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Dane County Executive Joe Parisi. Joe, let me ask you. You've made a little news. You have declared what in regard to the Twitter, now known as the X, and the Dane County municipal accounts. Joe, have you banned Twitter?
Well, we're no longer going to be using Twitter, I think is probably the...
Is that the same as banning Twitter, sir?
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 till 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Stop surfing the dial. You've found the greatest radio station ever. Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
Again, Robert, you got to take me and my Hinu here and Chujunk to a Timberwolves game. They have their only team that doesn't have double losses.
I mean the Timberwolves are actually having a great season, aren't they? They have the best record in the NBA.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I always think about, obviously my brother, right? Because, right, you know, that was his native name. I think of Howling for Wolves every time I see this.
Yeah.
I think of Wendy. Remember when I first met Wendy, she was, she told me, she says, Bob, do you want to do the howl for Howling for Wolves? And I didn't know what she was talking about.
Yeah.
We were out at the radio station.
Right. Mean Prairie.
Yeah. And I said, well, okay. She goes, just howl.
Right. And now it's kind of our standard. I mean, people know us for howling.
Yeah. Yeah. And I've seen, the commercial Howling for Wolves, mm-hmm, on the, on some of the, other channels and stuff. And,
right.
Robert. Yeah.
You'll be on the next segment and we'll be Halloween, starting that out. So get prepared.
Yeah, absolutely. It's such a reflection at the end of the year type thing, you know,
mm-hmm,
and it's so hard not to think about like how far this show has come.
Right.
Since, you know,
we were on 1 hour on 1 hour on Saturday 7 years ago. It's the seventh year coming up.
Robert, that is simply amazing. Congratulations.
Thank you.
I can't, this is, for everything, obviously, this is a wonderful program for the Native community. But I think now in general, I mean, mm-hmm, you know, I think a lot of people have been able to listen to this program and kind of got a glimpse into what happens into our community, right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
Because of everything that you do, Robert. And I want to tell you, thank you for all that you do for our community every year now. I mean, just, it's incredible.
Yeah, and I really appreciate that. And I appreciate, you know, not only our natives listening to the show, and they know a lot of our what's going on in the community, and we want to amplify that and remind them, but also our allies out there are so important to us because we've become such a small percentage of people living in Turtle Island that we need all the support we can get. And that's why I think this show has become very successful. And really, Haley and Robert, I think the show is really successful because of guests like you and the conversations we have, because we're not trying to ram anything down anyone's throat. We're just talking and having conversation. So it's a little different, you know, than a lot of the radio shows out there.
Absolutely.
And, you know, Robert, you know, it's always like, you know, in kind of, you know, in this moment, I think there's this big reflection, right, mm-hmm, of what's happened in the past. And then there's this like, okay, what's going to happen in the future, right? Mm-hmm. And interesting, there's some really interesting predictions that, wow, that are happening in the renewable energy space and the solar space, so to speak, right? Mm-hmm. This is the first prediction here. Electric utilities are going to be using artificial intelligence. Adoption grows. So, meaning, everyone, that artificial intelligence, a lot of these a lot of these utilities now are looking, you know, at making them smarter, right? Mm-hmm. Like, how do we conserve our energy? Because we have all these electric vehicles coming online that are going to be charging. Robert, I don't think a lot of people understand that, you know, in order to charge one of these Teslas or one of these vehicles, like, you're literally have to, it's like the power equivalent to like 400 homes. Hmm. You know what I mean? So when you think about that, you know, what kind of, you know, a technology on the background are you going to need so that those particular areas receive that type of charging mechanism, right? That power. Mm-hmm. But then you still have to serve the rest of the community, right? So, mm-hmm. So utilities are really getting involved with artificial intelligence, and they're expecting this to really grow astronomically, Robert, this next year.
Well, and it'll like, I think you kind of touched on it. I imagine AI is going to be able to tighten the ship up too, where there's waste within the energy community, whether it's energy going places and leaking out, and stop that, and so it more or less, I don't know, tunnels it in, you know, things like that. And I when you said that excites me, because that's the kind of things that are going to be game changers for us.
Yeah, and the number two prediction, Robert, is electric vehicle growth continues, but the growth rate slows. Now, this is due to supply chain issues, right? Mm. And the other thing is, the technology is still being developed, you know?
Right.
We just saw that General Motors is recalling the Chevy, the Trailblazer, or it's like a SUV, right?
Right.
And they're doing a bunch of recalls on these Trailblazers because of, you know, what do you call the computer programming on them. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it's things like this that the kinks are still being worked out. And so they're saying that, you know, people are slowing down on their buying of these vehicles. But hybrid vehicles, Robert, hybrid vehicles that are both electric and gas are mm-hmm. skyrocketing.
That's amazing. Haley, what was the name of that movie that you saw twice and that I saw that just came out on Netflix that Obama produced? Anyway, yeah. They had this whole scene where all these self-driving Teslas were ramming into each other because somehow they got programmed that way, and they were all blocking down a highway, and there was thousands of them just driving on their own. The next day, Tesla had a recall after that movie.
Yeah, the movie Leave the World Behind with the electric cars, and then they had the recall like the day after the movie came out.
Yeah. And when are we going to that's trippy, though. That's real news. When are we going to have wheels that are going around generating power within its power? Do you know what I mean? I'm not a engineer, but you would think the circular going around would generate some kind of battery. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So are you talking about like, where the battery's just charging itself and the vehicle's just continuously driving, right?
Right.
Yeah. Interesting. I just want to say hi to my cousin Sherry Goodwin. Hi, Sherry. She's listening to the program on right now. Robert, that is actually those vehicles are being tested right now. Wow. and they're also testing these vehicles that are covered with solar panels.
Wow.
And so these, I mean, now obviously they can't make these vehicles mass produced yet, but they're coming. And I just think that it's really going to be interesting to see how these vehicles integrate with our society as we move forward and this technology, because all these kinks are being worked out right now.
And quickly. I mean, I can't wait until, and I guess people in the community, and it's not government led, the batteries start getting liquid hydrogen batteries, and I think we talk about hemp batteries. When those things start getting going with the storage for batteries, or whether that, or they're being used in cars too. But again, I only know enough to be dangerous, Robert.
Yeah, and I think the big part of all this, Robert, is this next prediction is education for and collaboration with customers is crucial. And what they talk about in this next piece is, you know, really how educating consumers about all this is going to be paramount to the success for this transition. But I think also, Robert, as you read through these articles, they really also talk about, like, you know, workforce development and how, you know, training our workforce for the technical prowess that is going to be needed to work all this in the future is going to be super paramount. And those that do that, those are going to be the winners. You know what I mean? And the communities that work on those type of projects, like workforce development training and upskilling, you're right. Upskilling their citizenry. Those are going to be the big winners, I believe, Robert.
Yeah. And, boy, a lot of things that you've talked about here on Native Roots Radio have come to fruition, and with your Solar Bear reports, and this is really exciting to hear this stuff.
Yeah, and I cannot express how important it is for tribal nations, to focus in on workforce development, because there are going to be so many opportunities for tribal nations to go along with this transition. And if we're at the forefront of this, we're going to be able to do a lot of this work and put our community members who are going to be able to have really good paying careers.
Absolutely. Hey, we're here with Robert Blake, owner of Solar Bear, and he's with Solar News and Solar Predictions. And we're going to come up and we're going to do a little howling next segment and then get back with it. You're listening to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake. Stay with us.
Hi, I'm Claudia with MinSure, Minnesota's official health insurance marketplace. With MinSure, you can compare health plans from multiple companies and get free help from a trusted expert. Whatever health plan you choose with MinSure, it's guaranteed to cover essential benefits, so you can get the care you need. See if you qualify for discounts, available only through MinSure. If you need quality, comprehensive health insurance, get started now at MinSure.org.
As we gear up for the holiday season, let's prioritize the safety of our community, especially our cherished elders and loved ones. As you plan your holiday gatherings, remember, whether you're young or in good health, you could still unknowingly spread COVID-19. The key to a safer celebration is getting vaccinated. The newest vaccines are authorized, effective against current variants, and FDA approved for ages 6 months and up. So here's the call to action. Be a vaccinative. Protect yourself and your loved ones. Getting vaccinated before your holiday gatherings is a powerful way to ensure a safer and happier time for everyone. Let's honor our elders by preserving their wisdom and stories for generations to come. So be a vaccinative this holiday season. Find more information, including clinics with free vaccines, at vaccines.gov.
This message is brought to you in partnership with the Minnesota Department of Health.
This is Leonard Peltier. I am in Coleman 1, U.S. Penitentiary, and I'm listening to Native Roots Radio.
And we're back to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot.
This portion of the show is supported by Howling for Wolves, protecting wolves for future generations.
Oh. Yeah. Wow. Well, Yeah. Wow, that was a good howl. Hey, we're here with Bob Blake and the owner of Solar Bear with the Solar News, and we got some predictions and news happening here. And
from the home of the Cranberry Blossom Festival, your news, talk, and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Just kind of touch on real quick is, obviously, the success of the Inflation Reduction Act, you know, that was passed by, this administration, right? And all of the jobs that, and all of the money that is, this has been historical, in a sense that, you know, what the government has put towards climate change. This has never happened before. And so, I mean, I think that that's really positive. And we brought so many manufacturing jobs back to this country because of the Inflation Reduction Act. You know, so many jobs have been created in the millions. Interesting enough, the biggest states that are leading in renewable energy are Florida and Texas.
Yeah.
Two Republican-led states.
Right.
So they're really going gangbusters. And interesting enough, one of the biggest solar plants that are producing solar panels are actually in Marjorie Taylor Greene's district in Georgia, you know?
Wow.
They were one of communities that actually went in and put together a package to lure this solar manufacturer into their community. And it worked, Robert. It worked.
And these are the same people that are voting against it and saying that these wind farms are killing animals and you know, solar doesn't work, and you know, and yet they're talking both sides of their mouths.
Yeah. And I hope that everyone kind of remembers that, you know, this next election cycle, that, you know, that these are creating good jobs. They are in these, you know, communities that you never would have thought these manufacturing places would be, because, you know, they just put together the right package to lure these companies in. So I really think that's really interesting. Also too, Robert, I mean, I think we'd be remiss if we didn't talk about passing 100% clean energy in the state of Minnesota and what our elected officials here in the state of Minnesota did. I think it's just incredible.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, I just want to send a big shout out to all of our elected officials at the state, because that is truly historical. And, you know, this coming year, Robert, you know, the Tribal Energy Advisory Board, everyone, was passed. MNCFA, the Minnesota Green Bank, you know, has been passed. So this will start to get going and getting legs. All of these things are going to be happening that really truly makes, you know, the state of Minnesota a leader in renewables across the country. And I think for other states and other communities to look at and say, okay, how are they doing it? And we can do it. And you're starting to see this, Robert, in Michigan, Wisconsin, and other areas that are looking and following our lead here. So I think it's really exciting stuff happening here.
Absolutely. Hey, Haley has a few things that she's found too, and one of them is renewables covered more than half of Germany's electricity. For the first time, Germany has generated more than half of its electricity's use with renewable energy this year, up 5% from last year. Those are the things that, if there's a will, there's a way, right, Robert?
Well, yeah, and I think if you look at Germany's, you know, climate, it's really similar to Minnesota's, right? And so when people say that, oh, you can't have solar in the wintertime, or no, actually solar works better in the wintertime.
Yeah, so, that's the Skylab or whatever's up there.
Exactly. So the efficiency of the panels are better because they're less, you know, when you produce more heat, you know, like anything, it kind of slows down everything. But, you know, interesting enough, in the wintertime, the solar works a lot better. So it's those kinds of things, Robert. And you look at Germany, right? I mean, they've been a leader in the space for a very long time. And you, if you look at their economy and how connected renewables are connected to their economy, this is why they're going gangbusters, because they realize that cheap energy is an economic driver for their communities and for their country.
Yeah, it's amazing. And again, if there's a will, there's a way. And I think with a Biden second administration, the sky's the limit. As long as we get the House and the Senate, like we do here in Minnesota, you can see these things, these progressive things that can happen very quickly.
And that's why I say, Robert, it's so important that people get out and vote and let people hear your voice and vote for those climate champions, because, you know, I mean, it's Christmas and we're breaking records here in the state of Minnesota.
Not only that, Robert, but I mean, it might be fun and good, and we're not slipping around like we did last year, and we had the fourth largest amount of snow recorded in Minnesota's history. But if you're aware of the world around you, our June berry trees started budding last week. So this is not normal for December. Our mother is in great changing right now, and we're worried about all we're worried about is dumb stuff. Look around you, you know. That's a post that I saw, but that's red alert again. You know, we got to get this climate, you know, this catastrophe under control and start really moving on renewables.
Well, to leave us on a positive note, since we only have a couple minutes left.
Haley, wait a minute.
Yeah, well, I will leave us on a positive note, because I think when you look and you start seeing all of the communities that are coming together, that are, you know, putting together their plans, you know, around climate change, that are voting climate champions in. I really feel like, you know, we're making that shift and we're making that turn. And I, for one, am so excited to see tribal nations getting so heavily involved in the space and really, you know, leading the way. And Robert, I have said this before, and I know you've heard me say this, but it's always been our responsibility to take care of Turtle Island before everybody got here. And it's going to be our responsibility to take care of of Turtle Island after everyone leaves. And so that's the way I feel, and that's why I say, like, it's really important for Native people to really get in the space and really let our voices be heard, because you know, this has always been our inherent birthright to take care of Turtle Island.
Absolutely. You know, what a great way to end the show, Robert. Anything else? How can we find information about you and Solar Bear and Native Sun?
Go to www.solarbear.earth, www.nativesun.org, and I've got some really good articles. They're going to be coming out. I've got some national press doing some stuff on me, and it's going to be pretty exciting. I think PBS has still got my story coming out, and then BBC has got one on me too. So I'm sure they'll be coming out here in here pretty soon. So really excited for these things that are happening.
Well, have a great New Year's, and it's been a good year, and now we're coming into 2024. And again, thank you for the great words and the positive vibes you bring us, and also today, especially, you know, thinking about the past and you and I starting our journeys together, so to speak, and you being on the show in the very beginning.
Yeah, no, it's been wonderful, everyone, and me.
Locally grown radio, WFHR programming, is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios. Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
My part-time service in the Army National Guard makes it possible for me to be more for the community I call home. My training helps me at work when I lead by example. My service in the Army National Guard allows me to keep my community and those I care about safe from threats. Learn more about how you, too, can live and serve part-time close to home by visiting NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
News, talk, and sports on both sides of the dial from Wisconsin Rapids and beyond. Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Jennifer